Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Debating if I should talk with an Irish accent because it's St. Paddy's Day, but I could do some things good, but there's something I can't. So I was like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't want to listen. I don't want to lose the listeners I have already and my co-host. So, you know, I know how to do I have a friend that's Irish and I make fun of her and I go, and she goes, oh, shut up, Debbie. And I go, oh, shut up, oh, shut up, Debbie. Well, I could do that stuff for the rest. I'm not good at it. I see one waiting to go on. I don't see the other one waiting to go on. You have to press one. I'm going to put one on. Good evening. I think this is Adam.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, it's Carl. Adam, you're supposed to press one. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can
you
hear me?
You didn't press
hello?
One to be seen on a hello. I think maybe that's
can
why
you hear me?
He has a... I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. He's doing a commercial for the phone. Good evening, Carlo and Adam.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah, call back up.
I don't know what happened. We just got blown off the air. I think they're trying to kill us. No.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
We just got, blown off the air. I don't even know.
I guess the rays were terrible.
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, they didn't like my accent. The guy that works the place must be Irish. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, I heard something just go like poof. I mean, that kind of noise, like poof. I'm like, what the hell? They blew us off, but
how are you?
Pretty good. Oh, that was so New York. How are ya? How are ya? How are ya? How you guys doing? We are so New York. Well, we are New York. How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm just very, very tired, but I had to get up. I had to take my mother for a PET scan this morning, and it's early. I'm not early. But, we don't have no results. Well, but we don't have no results yet because we got to see the doctor. But, the last, 15 minutes, she was... Her back was hurting her, and when they took her out, she was like, my pills, that's the only thing. But she went without eating. Well, she was allowed to eat. You're only allowed to eat meat and leafy green vegetables. So I fed her some of that. Then afterwards, we went to Coumadin. Then we had to go to the bank. Then we went to to cash my daughter's check at the tax return at PCL, whatever. PS what?
Is it day?
PLS check cashing place. And we found out that my daughter, that somebody is using my daughter's social security number.
That's bullshit.
Really?
So then we were at the police station. The 121 over here.
How are they using her bill?
Report. Well,
how
I don't,
PLS,
you know.
How did PLS know that?
Because somebody came up in their computer with my daughter's number. So we had to go home, get the Social Security card, come back to prove that she's who she says she is. And then that's only when they cashed it, but then we went to the police to put a report in because they could do so much shit with stealing her identity. He said over millions and millions of people's identities are stolen every day.
Because
and,
is that they bring into this country.
Well, they say that the there's a lot of big places that buy businesses and starts a phony business and collects money and opens up different accounts and different social security numbers and then cleans it out and then you get left holding the bag and it's in your name. I mean, you can go to jail for this crap. Because of somebody else is doing, you know. So, you know, it's not the nicest, but she has to.
She should register for creditkarma.com just to make sure nobody hacked her credit.
Heather, do you have the police officer gave
creditkarma.com?
Heather, creditkarma.com. Do you know it? Carlos is saying Credit Karma, but a lot of these things charge you.
No, it's free. It's free. CreditKarma.com is free. They'll advertise it. I'm on it as well. It gives you a credit score and it tells you if you have any blemishes on your credit.
If you could
and how
send that to me. If you could send that to me through my email.
Okay.
Because I know damn well I'll misspell it. Yeah, I mean,
he's
can you believe that?
Spell?
What's that?
I feel like you misspell.
You're not kidding. I misspell miss.
I bet you misspell your name too.
Yeah, occasionally, people are like, "Why do you spell it with a Y?"
Because I love you. Why, Mickey Mouse?
You know, so she got her state return, but she didn't get her federal return. And then the police officer says, well, usually that you get the federal first and then the state, so they might have, whoever hacked her account might have her federal return. That's a federal offense. Yeah. I mean, that is really bad.
So was it somebody from work?
No, they don't know. I mean, well, let's put this way. She went to open accounts with the PLS, and they had somebody already there with a picture and her card. Now, we asked them for the person's name, but they wouldn't give it to us. But part of me is like, if somebody is stealing my identity, shouldn't we have the right to know who it is?
Yes.
I mean, really, you know what I mean? It's... And then the girl that works the desk, she was like, I don't understand why they wouldn't give it to you. That's not right and stuff. But the detective, he was like, they can't give it to you. You know what I mean? But they're checking everything.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, they can't do anything right now. See, my daughter doesn't really have – it's hard because – if you already have accounts and stuff, and you can go in and check, but she really doesn't, so she doesn't know. You know, they could have been doing this for God knows how long. You know, because my daughter's boyfriend's father got his identity stolen, and they started getting all these bills and stuff. You know, for things that they didn't even do, and they had to go through this whole rigmarole thing. You know, so you got to protect yourself. And then, you know, it's funny, I'm sitting here at the computer, and I got the TV on, and the next thing I know is, you have credit, do you have identity debt? I'm like, boy, that's a coincidence.
That's a sign from beyond.
I'm telling you, it's like the psychic, like they knew it. You know what it is? I didn't pay attention to it in the past. It's probably been on 50,000 times. I just, you know, but, yeah, so we're dealing with that.
It's never a dull moment in your household, huh?
What's that?
It's never a dull moment over there, huh?
Oh, God, no. I could write a book.
Mm-hmm.
But, I see Adam showing up over here. Okay, another person died 15 years ago. I see on Adam's...
Yeah, I told you about that woman.
Oh, okay. Are you still? Because I...
Remember Barbara Freeney? She died on this day. 15 years ago.
Oh.
Cancer.
I don't really remember. Wow. She must have been a friend of your mom's. I really don't remember her.
Is the neighbor across the street from us, April's best friend, Kim Perini.
I've probably seen her, Adam. I just don't remember.
You would always come
gone to barbecues in the backyard. Yeah, well, then I probably did see her from the barbecues in the backyard. But I
would always
don't.
Drink a Budweiser. She lived right across the street.
I remember this lady sitting in the... I was in your backyard when you had the pool, and this lady was sitting on a chair with a drink or whatever. Probably was her. I don't, you know, because I know your grandmother, I think, was there, and somebody else, I can't remember. There's a couple of people there, and some people I knew, some people I didn't. But, well, that's a shame, you know what I mean? It's nice that you remember the day and honor her. That is really nice. It's a nice thing.
Oh, how can I not forget? That's why I always hated St. Patty's.
I hope you honor and remember me.
No, Debbie, I won't do that, okay?
That bitch died on such and such. But,
is God, which a witch, the witch.
I wouldn't mind that song being sung at my funeral.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah, but
hey, did you see that Frank Sinatra Jr. song yesterday?
You know what? In Bogota, he was gonna play at Bogota.
You know, not anymore.
It's not the real Frank Sinatra, it's a stupid son.
It's his son. Well, the real Frank Sinatra's dead 20 years already. Hello.
Oh?
He was 72 years old. He was freaking young.
Well, that's the same thing like when Joan Rivers was supposed to appear at the Borgata and then she went kaput.
Yeah, she was also, when I went there, was also being advertised on the TV. And then I'm like...
Stay away from the Borgata. They're losing their stars because of you.
Because I watched the thing to see who's going to be there, and then I was like, oh, my God, they still got Joan Rivers up, and she's in a coma, But it was kind of tacky for them to take it down, assuming she was going to die, so I guess they left it until she did die. And then I was there this weekend, and I'm like, oh, God, Frank Sinatra Jr. is playing at the Borgata? And then they say, no, he's dead. I'm like, what the hell? I'm going to watch the Borgata to see who's going to die next. I'm telling you. Yeah, my daughter goes, place your bet, because people bet on that. You know, but, well, I hope not, because Wanda Sykes is going to be there April 16th or 17th.
Oh, shit. Wanda Sykes?
Either 15th or 16th or 16th or 17th.
Of what?
Yeah, she is.
What day?
I think April 16th or 17th.
16th is a Saturday.
It's either 16th or 16th, 17th. I can't remember. I think it's 16th, 17th. I can go look. I do have.
17th is.
And I immediately thought of you guys. I was like,
Oh, I know, but it's always the weekend I have a party.
Yeah.
What party you have now?
Little Carlos,
my nephew's birthday.
Yeah, she only plays
also,
when you.
And it's also our oldest nephew's birthday, but he's in college.
Oh, God, it's always when she...
It's always.
Well, Sunday.
No, the party is Sunday.
They put it for Sunday, don't ask.
So it's not Saturday? You go for the day, you come back. Let's see.
Yeah.
You're really going to come back?
Well, yeah.
Hey, like I said, so...
Yeah, yeah. That's me we're talking here. It's a difference. With me, you know, I like to go. I like to stay. The last time we went, we had massages.
Did you hear that we may get snow on Sunday?
6 inches. I mean, are they
that's
kidding
ridiculous.
Me?
Are you kidding? Like, really? Everybody put all their shovels away. And their boots and everything. Give me a break.
My daughter's wearing freaking flip-flops, which I told us. Today, when we went to get my mother's test, a woman's sitting there with goddamn capris on and sandals.
They're weird
said,
people out there.
I'm like, wow, they just can't wait.
Yeah,
I saw
people with
shorts on today.
I saw people with shorts and stuff.
They were jogging in the city today with their shorts on.
Who?
The people downtown. They're right by on 23rd Street. They were jogging on a...
Oh, I see that past my house all the time.
Yeah.
Some jogger with them, like... Okay,
with
they're
short...
just... Yeah, they're in a rush. Let's see. When is she going to be in Bogota? You gotta tell her to stop making arrangements when you're... yeah, but entertainment, comedy, this is that. Slot dollars. They always try to get you down with slot dollars. Unfortunately, I don't play as much. Oh, that's a good one. That's $40 slot dollars. I haven't been offered that in a while. Let me see. Tony Orlando's going to be there May 13th, Tony. Diana Ross, April 1st, but I don't like Diana Ross.
Who cares?
Tony Orlando, May 13th. And Don Rickles and Regis Philbin, particularly like, well, I'm not crazy about Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is still alive?
You hockey puck. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I just got something here at the Bogota. June 10th and June 11th is Wanda Sykes at 9 p.m.
When's that for Bogota? What year?
Yeah, both
Adam?
Bogota in June. I don't see nothing in May.
April.
Oh, April they have Baltimore. She's in Baltimore, Florida. Nothing here. Chicago and Las Vegas in April. It's only in June 11th and, I mean, June 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday, 9 o'clock.
I don't know. Somebody's lying.
No, because I got the list of her, where she's coming from. Then she's going to California on June 24th, August 6th in Massantucket, Connecticut. Let me see where this is.
Well, they said it on the TV in Bogota, so they better...
Yeah. That they're here, for, she's going to be on June 10th and 11th.
At Bogota?
Yeah.
Well, that's something you can shoot for. That's,
so
that's, a, Friday, that's a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. In Atlantic City.
Well, let's see. Well, like I said,
just type in Wanda Sykes tickets and you'll get it.
Wanda Sykes tickets. What?
Damn, she can't come to New York. Yeah, it's only at the June 10th or June 11th. You also got George Lopez, Amy Schumer, Dennis Miller, Jerry Seinfeld, who I can't stand.
Yeah, I can't stand him either. You know, I don't know, but somebody better talk to Bogota, because it's actually advertised for there.
No, it's not. So, it's the June 10th and 11th.
But I looked on TV and made sure I even wrote it down to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. So I don't know.
Two things. Check it out because
I am in here and I do see it's the music box. I know where that is. I go to see comedy things there and I do see this. But this is some kind of strange ticket thing. Let me see. Let me find out what's Ticketmaster.
No, I don't see no Wanda Sykes.
I went to Ticketmaster because I don't trust that. That might be last year's.
No, like I said, if you go into I'm in ticket office sales. I hit that one too. The Bogota, she's going to be June 10th and 11th. In April, these are the people in April. Michael called Banana, whatever. Frankie Valli, he's still alive. Jesus. Jewel,
oh, yeah, you
kidding?
He sells out. We can't even get tickets for him.
Louis Black, The Great American Variety Show, Kevin Smith. He sounds familiar, Kevin Smith. Then in May, Tony Kando.
We got to talk
no
to
one else
there,
Sykes is in June. In July, they have nobody. Not worth go seeing. Yeah, she's in July, in June. That's her tour date.
Well, I don't know. I could have swore it was. I could talk to her.
You're in the music box? You're in the music box?
At the music box, yes.
Well, if you look in June, you'll see the 10th and 11th is Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, 9 p.m., I see it.
Yeah, see, why do you say May for?
I said April.
April,
there's nothing in April with her.
Yeah, I don't, well, there is, but I don't understand why they had that up there.
Just make sure
you're figuring it out.
Well, maybe she was in another casino. I don't know.
How's our friend Debbie doing? Is she feeling better?
Yeah, she's feeling better. She's doing pretty good. She's getting there.
Is everybody up with the ammonia?
Well, her husband's still a little, but Debbie and her daughter are better.
Good. So did you see last night's final tribute to Big Ange?
No.
They did the reunion show of the Mob Barn, and she made a guest appearance, and they said it was taped 2 weeks before she passed.
Oh, because I know you said you seen it the last week.
No, that was a tribute to that, but this was the final wrap-up of the Mob Barn, where they met back in the warehouse, and all of a sudden Big Ange made a surprise visit. And they said it was taped 2 weeks before her passing.
I was going to watch it. I had it on the channel, but then something, I don't know.
Something suddenly came up.
You know, I don't know. I must have turned the channel or something. I don't know what happened then. And they usually show that stuff over.
Yeah, you'll see it again.
You know. But because I have 10 episodes of Mob Wives taped. I don't think I have that, though.
I didn't realize it was on for 6 years.
Oh, it's been on forever.
Yeah.
I used to watch it, but then it just got stupid. It was like
news
the same
alert.
Thing, fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Huh?
News alert. Crime alert in Westerly area. Vicinity Galloway Avenue. Person photos checking for unlocked vehicles to remove property or possible steal your vehicle. Lock your vehicle doors. That's what they're saying. They have a picture of this guy that's trying to look into people's cars.
I got news for you. At the precinct, they have the all the wanted pictures up on Staten Island. And let me tell you, there's a lot of finger people stealing. And they found...
I think this is when you need a gun and blow people's heads off.
Well, somebody stuffed a dog, a dead dog, in a cooler on Staten Island and left it. Yeah.
Where?
So they're looking for them, too.
That's disgusting.
At the precinct?
No, somebody found it, a dead dog in a cooler. So they're looking for the person that did that, that stuffed them in the cooler. I said to her, well, maybe it was their dog and it died and they put it in a cooler, but it's still it's considered cruel or something, I don't know. But
you should bury it in the backyard.
I was looking at all the wanted pictures. There's quite a few of them from Staten Island. I was reading them all. You know,
Luke,
most of them are petty.
You're not safe in the ferry, on the subway or the buses now because people are stabbing each other.
I know. It's horrendous.
Fucking sick. That's why you need pepper spray, mace, and a damn taser gun.
Ah, God. And a grenade and a bazooka.
That's what I would do. If someone tries to come up and behind me or in front of me, I would zap them no matter what. I don't give a fuck. Hey, self-defense.
Well, you can't even be safe on the computer if you have an identity still. I mean, even have to do that.
Subway? The guy from Subway?
Oh, Jarrett? Yeah, he got beat up.
Yeah. He got so freaking beat up, I was laughing.
I know. Some old man did it, too.
And news alert, Married with Children is coming back.
Now they're married with grandchildren.
No, it's going to be all of them. It's not. And I don't think it's children. They never had an ending. They're doing a reunion.
In a geriatric ward.
Yeah,
no,
they
still look the same. Same. Zal Bundy got a little fatter.
Ball.
Yeah.
They're on the show, too.
But I'm sure they have grandchildren now. I'm sure on the show they're going to have their kids married with children.
Yeah, it's been like almost 20 years.
You know, so, but,
they're bringing all these shows that we loved. And with his face, John Goodman wants a Roseanne reunion.
Yeah, but he can't have Roseanne. He died in the last episode.
Remember, it's TV. They'll bring them back.
That was her saying that he died, but in reality of the show watching it, he didn't. But she said that, died and the sister was a lesbian.
But I don't think she'll come back because she's going blind.
Yeah, but you know what? All this shit, John Goodman just won Oscars and shit. Why would he want to go back to Roseanne? So
I don't believe that one.
Because he's the one that kind of wanted to get out in the first place.
It was on TMZ. They asked him a question. Would you do Roseanne reunion? He's like, yeah, I would like to work with Roseanne again.
Everybody's jumping on the reunion bandwagon.
Since Full House.
Full House.
Actually, Boy Meets World, which turned out to be Girl Meets World. That's why you have Full House. And now it's going to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is coming back. Next will be Family Matters. But there's only one alive. I think it's Steve Urkel is the only one that's alive. The rest are dead.
Well, no, not Laura and not the sons, but the...
I don't know what happened.
The father isn't dead either. The mother
is. I think he died. It's like the one that played his mother. And I don't know about the wife, Carl Winslow's wife. I think she passed away, too.
No, I don't think so. Because that's the one that played in... what's her face? Die Hard, too, he played in. But, you know what? I don't know. The one that plays Steve Urkel, he's been charged for abusing wives and stuff. I don't know. He's full of himself. Let's see. I went on to check who's alive and who is dead. Okay. Reginald, his name is. Val Johnson. He's still alive, the father. He's born in 1952. He's actually not that old.
Oh, he's my mother's age.
The mother, she's still alive, too, but that's the second mother, I think.
The grandmother died.
Well, no, I would hope so.
The one that played Carl Winslow's first wife on the show, not for the last episode of the season, she played also on Perfect Strangers.
He's still alive, the son, Eddie. We all know Urkel's still alive.
He never got a real job after that, Steve Urkel.
Well, he was, what you call Cass? Once you start doing that, typecast. No, they're pretty much all alive. Let's see. The one that was in Tony
Grandma,
Orlando and Dawn.
She died of, I don't know about the aunts.
Well,
so
she died 90 years old in 2002.
And the one that played Thelma Hopkins, who played Rachel.
Yeah, she left at the end, too. Nope, he's alive. Let's see, I'm checking them all. Waldo, he's alive.
Yeah, the parade was going on by my job today.
She's alive, the sister. Young sister. Oh, the parade. You know, this is never thing me and my daughter were getting at. And Thelma's still alive, 1948, October 28th. No, they're all still alive. The only one that's dead is the grandma.
Yeah.
But, what you call, I have, you know what, I really have a problem with the parades and stuff because this is America, right? This is one country, it's America. Now, you want to come here from your country and you want to have a parade for your nationality or whatever you are to honor. But you know what? You are now an American. So
that's
there's
right.
There's one big parade. No more honor because of what? We have the Irish parade. We have the Columbus parade. We have the Puerto Rican parade. We have this parade, that parade. You know what? And then what we're going to have? The China, the Japan, the Swedish, the Jewish parade. We have you can't do that. You know, you just can't do that. And if I feel that if you're going to fly a flag from your country, that you used to live in, you have to fly the flag with the American flag also. That should be demanded. And the parade things is disintegration. It's like, you know, they're just the Irish. Everybody's got to wear green and stuff. And I'm like, no, not everybody's got to wear green. You know what I mean? We do it because it's fun or whatever. I like parades occasionally. You know, some of them are good. Like the city parades are fantastic. But you know what I mean? A parade for this, a parade for that, a parade
it's
for
bullshit.
This. Now, you know what? If you loved your country so much,
they should stay there.
Then go back. Yeah. I mean, that's who I feel. I feel that.
And I say whoever steps on the American flag goes to hell, gets their head chopped off. That's what I would do. Capital punishment.
Well, you're not allowed to disrespect the flag, of course, but you know what I mean? Fly your flag from where you come from, sure. But fly ours next to it because you are here now. So you got to pick one. You're either still in the old country or you're here. You have to make up your mind. And I just, you know, so like things like that were honoring the Irish and this and that. The Irish love it, and I have a lot of Irish friends, and that's okay. But all that has to stop, even the Columbus Parade, you know. I mean, Thanksgiving and stuff like that, well, that was because they found, you know, they stole it from the Indians, and, you know, that's different. But to actually go out and Cinco de Mayo or whatever and all that crap, give me a break already. You know,
too many of them.
It's too many. It's just, you know, let's just have one big parade. We have an Irish float go down, an Italian float go down, and a Jewish float, and a Cinco de Mayo float, and a Puerto Rican float, and we just get all these floats all different in China, and just have this one big parade to honor all different nationalities of this country. And do that just one day of the year, and there you go. Because in all honesty, a lot of people feel that they shouldn't have a Christmas parade because some people don't, you know, it's Hanukkah and, you know
oh,
Christmas.
Too bad. Jewish people wouldn't be here.
You know, well, the Jews are the first. The Jews are the token one. They're the, you know. If we have anything going on in this world, if God or what they say God is comes down and whatever,
please.
We're the first to go. The Jews are going to be spared.
They'll be dead.
They'll be spared, they say.
Oh, please. Like, anybody believes what they fucking say. Especially the smelly or acidic ones. Oh, God, I can't stand them. Just tie them up and throw them overboard.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's just me, crazy A, today. I don't care no more about people. I say,
yeah.
If you're not friends, they could all go to hell.
And now the Trump thing, it's like...
He's winning, and the saddest thing is he may become president.
He's not going to win.
Oh, yes, he is, because you know what? No one wants to vote for Hillary.
That's bull, because I talked to so many people, and so many people don't want. Did you see the things I put up of him? He's saying about all the campaigning with throwing out all these people, and then they're saying, you know, oh, they shouldn't fight. Everybody's getting violent. But you know what? He's the one that's saying, let's beat them up. Let's go smack them in the face. Listen to him. I have it on there with him.
Honestly, what I want to know, what the hell we get from paying $150 billion to Iran? What are we getting in return? Nothing. So I don't think we should give money to that freaking country. Let them burn in hell.
I think that any person that runs for president now should really get on the case of just stick it to America and but do it in the right way and don't, you know, because Trump is provoking violence, and I never ever seen a campaign for a president break out in so many violent riot acts like Trump's campaigns. They're so violent, and then he gets on there with his ignorant ass and starts saying, yeah, slap him, throw him out, he's a bum, throw him out. I mean, really, I never heard a president ever talk like that. It's humiliating, I don't know.
Right.
I don't want an ignorant president, I really don't.
I want someone that just takes the illegals and get them the hell out of here.
They're saying people are agreeing with Trump because people are mad. That's why they're agreeing with Trump. But if you
really
stop
to
think about it. Right, but if you stop and think about it, they say, you know, in the end, you got to do what's right. You know, and, well, no, I think Canada is opening it up. They're getting ready. They're starting to build houses now. I think they're getting ready for a flow.
Good. Let the Canada take whoever wants to go there. I don't care. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, but you know what's going to be left here? Racist people. I don't want to live among racist people.
No.
Racist people are not happy. You know, they're not happy now unless everything's going their way.
I'm not racist, but I'm happy.
Well, you're a little racist, but you're... to hear you talk, other people be like, you know, but you're not.
If you weren't
you know.
Born here, you should be taking in those dirty roaches from fucking Syria.
Yeah, but
we
Adam,
dirty bastards who's
Everybody.
My grandfather came here the right way. Everyone has to come the right way. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And no one should get a Social Security number when they're not even born here, which pisses me off. And I would burn,
but
I would put the wall up and make sure if they touch it, they get electrocuted and die. I care less anymore. Because we should be, us taxpayers should not be paying for these people. I'm sorry. No free health, nothing. They should not be here. I'm sorry.
No, I don't believe that people that are here illegally should be here. No. But this country is made out of, what do you think America is?
I don't care.
America is made out of people from all over the world. That's what we are.
If we didn't take everybody in, this world, this country would not be like this.
But we allow people
they
to
all
come
gotta,
in.
Oh, gotta get rid of Christmas. You can't say Christmas. Who the hell gives you the right to tell us what we can't say? Number one, this country was founded on Christmas.
Yeah, well, you know, there's certain things.
Everybody else can take theirs and shove it up their twat and their asses.
Yeah, but you know what? They gotta, they, people gotta stop complaining about every little thing, and they want everything politically correct. You know what? Living like a stiff is no fun. They gotta just let that shit go. You know, we gotta start going a little bit back to the ways that we were, but we also gotta realize that this country is made up of many countries. And it should be legal, most definitely. They shouldn't be here if they're illegal. I don't believe in that at all. But come in the way everybody else had to come in. But, you know, everybody going against everybody in their own country, and it's just there's so much chaos. I can't take it. It's horrible. We should be going after the politicians and shit that are taking the money for the damn roads on the street that are nothing but disaster, and my car's going to be broken again. I can't afford to fix
my
car anymore.
My supervisor at work, she hit a pothole the other day going on home. Well, she has a Lexus. $525 to replace the tire.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who do you give? I tell everybody, send the city the bills. They might not pay them.
In New Jersey, she had to fill out this form and said it may take up to a year, but you will get some sort of payment back. Because it's a county road. It's not. She hit the pothole was so deep that it blew the tire.
Well, how is she going to get money back?
She submitted a form. She already paid for it. You get it after the fact. She submitted a copy of the paid receipt with the form.
Well, if she's driving the Lexus, she got the money to pay for it.
Yeah, but, well, that's not the point, though. The point is...
Not the point about having the money to pay.
You put money into a very expensive item, or even not even a very expensive item, and you got to keep pumping more money into it because they're not taking care of the streets. They're not doing anything they're supposed to be doing. That's not right. That's not fair. I don't care if you drive a 2005. Your car shouldn't have to be ruined because you're going down a block. You know, and you know, and I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. It's like I say, everybody, take your bills. Have the mechanic write that it was due to the streets, and flood the city with these bills and letters on how disgusted we are. Not saying that they're going to pay for it, but just flood them with it and let them know that we're tired of it. Stop buying your damn swimming pools and your fancy shit and fancy this and fancy new houses and stop fixing the goddamn roads. They're taking that money and they're putting it in their pocket. And then we got to wait till another run of money comes along. You know, that's what it's all about, though, Carly. You know what I mean? They take the money every year. They take so much out for themselves. Then they don't have enough to fix the holes. So then when they get the new statement, whatever, for the year, they fix some of the holes, and then they take money out again. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, and it's sad, it's unfair.
Did she put how much is it taken out?
You know, but anyway, I got bills. I got a couple I'm going to send in. I have to scan them. Just scan your bill and put it up there. You know, and send it. You can send it right over the computer. You don't have to bother with stamps or anything like that. But, no, I mean, if this keeps up, I ain't going to be able to own a car. I can't afford it.
But it's everything. It's even traveling by bus or by this. You know, they postponed the New Jersey Railroad thing. But, you know, the service has been terrible. You know. Bus trains have been crowded because they've been doubling up on trains. You know.
Oh, they postponed it because do you know how long? I mean, what was up with that?
Well, they did postpone. They said they got a tentative deal.
So they got to wait to see if that comes up?
Yeah, if they don't like the new deal, then they're going to strike.
It's all greedy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know. It's all about money. Everything's about money. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm sick of it. And, you know, I don't have this kind of money. You can't even live in this country, you know. You can be making millions and everything else, and it's still... I mean, it used to be like an average of $30,000 used to be comfortable. Now $30,000 is not comfortable. You need more than that. You know, and, you know, now you have to make at least 50, if not more, to be comfortable. You know, and it's just horrible. But now the gas is going up. The gas is up to, it was,
$1.85.
It was $1.89. Now it's up to $1.95. And when I came home from Jersey Sunday, it was 161, which a week or so before that, it was like 150 when it was like, you know. But this guy told me about a month and a half ago, that gas station guy, he told me it was going to go up. It's, you know why? Because people are going on vacation and they're going to be traveling in their cars.
So what they should, you know, you can't divide people to not drive, and they shouldn't be fucking greedy. I mean, come on, please. There's so much gasoline. Let people drive. Don't keep raising it. They're all greedy bastards.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to make all their money during the summer by raising the gas. And then people are going to want to go, and they're going to want to do, you know, amusement parks and so on and so forth. So they're going
to
pay
for it.
Well,
people should have to wait. We shouldn't be locked in our houses, and the fucking government should have no say.
Well, they know that people are going to go do what they want anyway, so they're going to pay for it. So that's why they're raising it, because they know people are going to pay for it. They need their cars.
I mean, the federal government sucks just as well as the fucking politicians, yeah. They don't care about anybody in America, just them damn ass selves.
Well, I think store owners and things like that have too many privileges. Got that out.
This is why they lock them up, the illegals, because they don't pay taxes, and they work off the books in delis and freaking gas stations and construction. Yet we got to pay for their asses.
Yeah, they take all the jobs that we want.
Honestly, you know, get the damn people off of welfare and let them work those jobs.
Well, a lot of people can. There are people that can't. But there are a lot of people that we have to support our disability. But there are a lot of... I seen a guy once, it's a long time ago, on welfare. He was... I was going there for something. I think Medicaid. Kid for my daughter or something, and he was bitching and whining, I want my money, So then one of the women turned around and said to him, "You have a young, healthy, strong man. Get a job."
I was on drugs for his crack habit.
Yeah, you know, and she was right, because why is he there bitching about getting his food stamps and shit? He's a healthy, you know, go out and look for a job. You'll find one eventually. But
that,
they handed it to him.
Yeah, no one would probably hire him either, the way he looks. That's another thing. The looks also. If you're wearing baggy damn jeans, no one's going to hire you.
It's just that he doesn't take it, he didn't take it serious enough because he's getting things handed to him. So if you're getting things handed to you, you're going to do, you know. Carlos.
Yeah.
Good night, honey. Thanks for joining us.
Are you chasing me?
Yeah, well, Adam's going next because it's almost into an hour and you guys get up early in the morning. But I know you're tired. I can hear you're tired. I'm tired, too. I'm tired. I could fall asleep here right in the chair.
Do you show at 8 o'clock on Thursday?
I can't because I have the time. I have all the time even getting here at 9. On Thursday,
yeah,
I do a lot of things. I do all doctor's appointments.
I think I should start my own podcast.
You know,
crazy.
Yeah, well, if you want to pay for it, then...
I wouldn't mind. How much is it a month?
40, I think.
I could say that. It'll be nice, you know, have my own crazy nut show.
Well, if that's what you want to do, Adam.
And I'll still be on your show.
There was a guy that used to join named Eric. He had his own show, and he used to do my show every week. And then he used to do his show every week, different days, different times.
So why hasn't he been on?
But he would always want to talk about what he talks on his show, and that's horror. And I don't really, you know, I don't mind once in a while, but I don't talk horror. You know, this is not what the show is about. So I would change the subject a lot. Now I think you got like, and also when I got different people like your mother and you guys and stuff, he heard that I had other people. He stopped calling in, but that's okay because, you know, this is not what my show. You know, you can't come in my show and change my show around. I built this show. You know what I mean? And
built
he
this
wanted
show
to
go on rock and roll.
You know, but it really is hard to get this show, you know, going and stuff. What did you put up here? You know,
how's your archive?
Donald Trump matters. You know, you can tell that that is not even on that T-shirt. Somebody put that,
like
what's
that?
It called? Somebody paint shopped that thing.
Honestly, a lot of blacks do like Donald Trump.
There's a lot of blacks that feel they're going to become slaves if Donald Trump...
No, I think they're so stupid. And I go back to the 1900s. Get over it. Because then he'll be assassinated in office.
Well, people are saying that Trump's going to be assassinated. He should take this serious.
Well,
first
of all, the candidates for presidency are crazy. There's not a good one in the bunch.
Nope. And then,
my
daughter
likes Bernie.
No, I don't trust him. He's a socialist, and I don't want to think of being like Cuba. I'm sorry.
Well,
and
the thing I don't like about him is...
Today, if he won, and he's in North, and he gets sworn in, he'll croak on the podium. Oh, geezer. I don't fucking want him running this country. Listen, and I just hope Fatso in Jersey, you know, Chris Christie, doesn't think he's going to be the freaking VP. If he is, then that means Trump is going to lose.
Well, he didn't announce who he would want yet.
But you know he's been kissing up to Donald Trump, so, you know, if he goes that way, then everyone's voting for Hillary, including the Republicans.
You know, I mean, Well, I, you know, Trump's stupid, but not that stupid. I think his campaign people would be like, forget it, you know, because people are just, you know.
Did you see on the news this morning how they get off the same plane, him and Fatso, you know, in Jersey, and they were like, wait, he was waving, that every time Donald Trump will wave, he'll wave. What the fuck, you're trying to think you're going to be VP? Please, you'll be assassinated with him.
With an elephant gun.
He better not, I'll tell you, he better not choose that fat punk who's stealing Jersey's taxpayers' money like they all do.
I don't care what he weighs. He's just a bully. I don't
like
that
at all. That's so.
He's a bully. He is just a bully.
He needs to jog around and lose weight. Like he tells everybody else, lose weight. Look in the mirror, Fatso. It seems gastric bypass didn't make anything to you. It didn't do nothing to you. You still look the same.
Who told him to lose weight?
No, he was telling one of his fire marshals, oh, he should lose weight. But everybody's like, look in the mirror. Then he went to get the gastric bypass, but it didn't do shit. Because look at him, he's fat again. So,
he had the gas. Yes, or the left hand.
One of them he did last year, he got it done. And it didn't work, because you look at him now, he's still fat.
Because gastro bypass, if it's done right and then you don't have complications, you could lose a lot of weight. I don't know anybody that's had that.
He didn't lose weight, that's sure. Still looks like the wee bubble.
You could also gain it back as well.
Well, it cuts your stomach in half, and you have to be careful. And also, like, my friend had it a long time ago, and she couldn't eat, like, greasy foods and stuff because it would just pour out of her and stuff. It was awful, like, certain things she can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Her stomach got so strong. But I think she lost too much. She was 5'11", and then she was this skinny string bean, and I was like, ugh. You know, but they definitely had to do surgery on her for the skin. You have to have all that skin pulled up and back. Yeah, she had to have a lot of it removed. But then when they did it, they didn't do her vagina. And now her vagina is like got this.
Sagging?
Like, it's sag, yeah. She got this vagina wings. Vagina wings, if it gets wind in it, it could go take off or something. And you would probably hear like,
hey,
motorboating.
Hey, girl.
You'd be hearing motorboating down there. Put her in a pool and she can motorboat. But
if Wendy goes in there, it might get lost.
That's terrible. So, anyways, well, I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, we still got a few minutes.
Well, actually, it's one. But, you know, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow.
And then we say we were going to...
Tomorrow's not the movie.
No, okay.
Huh?
We're going to hang out, right?
Yeah.
Do we have Alzheimer's or something? Huh?
No. I know, I'm just... What's the 18th?
Oh. You want to hear some news?
Tomorrow's the 18th.
You want to hear some news?
Okay.
Well, you know, Palm Sunday, we're having it. However, my sister, I invited her and a kid and my mother. Well, that changed. It's only my mother now because... Wendy is going to see Medieval Times with her friend, Jessica.
Oh, where's the baby going to be?
With her. They got two tickets. I said, oh, now you tell me? I thought I invited you? Shit. Like, you better jump off your mother, because we're going at 2:00.
When's
so.
Palm Sunday? This Sunday?
This Sunday, yeah. I wasn't going to invite them Easter. Hell no.
But what are you doing Saturday?
Saturday?
I'm going to my nephew's. My nephew's leaving, so my sister's having a dinner.
Yeah, our older nephew Steven's leaving.
We're not going to see him for Easter or his birthday. So we're having an early...
A week.
Going away.
You're not going to see him for a week.
No, more than that.
No, we
won't
see him
until May.
We won't see him now until he comes back in May when he's done with his first year.
Ah, okay. This is Easter. All right. You know, but
his Easter is this week, so he goes back Sunday, which I think is stupid.
Well, Easter isn't Sunday.
It's next Sunday.
Yeah.
But he's leaving this Sunday coming up, Palm Sunday. So.
But,
in the morning. It's like a 6-hour thing up there. But now we're having snow, and I hope he's going to be okay.
Well, I gotta see what's going on either tomorrow or Saturday, maybe Saturday. I have to, like, pick up a few things for my nephew's kids for Easter. Yeah. You know.
Oh, we got to do that, too. I have to do that, too.
Yeah, so.
I give them a card with money and scratch-offs. Usually candy, but not this year.
Yeah, well, I'm getting them a little, I'm going to make them little baskets, like a little bit of candy and stuff. Because they, you know, I mean, they don't really eat that much stuff. They eat very healthy, these kids. So I have to find a tofu Easter bunny. I don't know. But,
make it yourself.
Yeah, they do eat. Call out some of these recipes. I'm telling you, we got to try them.
Yeah, I know.
Adam, did you ever see that I sent you the Lucky Charms cake recipe?
A while back, a long time ago.
No, about a week or so ago, I put it on your page.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks. Oh, you've seen it. All right. Do you know what goes into that cake? That cake will wind up costing about $40.
Yeah, that's why I said don't worry about it. I just get boxed with just marshmallows. That's all. Lucky Charms and marshmallows.
No, well, what's it called? The amount of stuff that goes in the cake, I can't even believe it, but they do have Lucky Charm cookies.
Oh, no, thank you.
You don't like cookies? I know Carlos likes cookies.
But you know what? I just trying to stay away from desserts now. I come. But the other day I did buy 4 things of Ralph's Ice.
Oh, my God, because they opened, right?
Yeah, it was so packed. You should have saw it on Friday last week.
Yeah, but
they didn't have the pumpkin, though. The pumpkin one, it only comes in September and October.
That sucks because that's really good.
I know, that was good. Carrot cake, they didn't have that either. They had it last year. I guess they just, you know, open up. They need to order more shit. But I had the peanut butter and jelly one, was good, the pistachio cookie dough, vanilla chocolate chip cookie dough, and what was the other one?
I don't know if they're, if it's on this side of the island,
Pinoli.
One, if they're open.
Yeah, that one's open,
sure.
Too. That one's open, too.
Wow, I'm surprised because they never used to open this early. I don't know what's up with that.
Marissa told me it was open. Well, and the other ones over here are all open, so that has to be open. That's the original one. And they've been open 2 weeks, now this third week, and they've been packed. Like, you should see the line. Thank God it's walking distance.
Oh, you walked over. I can't be bothered with
It's only 5 blocks away from me, or 4 blocks, so I gotta count next time.
Well, you keep them in business.
I know, because as a kid, there was 4 guys back then. He's like, oh, I'm asking about the carrot one. I'm asking about the pumpkin. They didn't have that one. Or the peanut butter chocolate chip, vanilla peanut butter. That one was hard, so I was like, nah, don't give that to me then. But I guess I made his day because I was the only one that put, like, the quarts of them, the big ones.
I was going to say, oh, what? You came with a cart. You had
a quart. It was a quart.
You had to cart them all away in the shopping cart.
I wish. I use them, and I don't have to worry about having. I rather
yeah,
prefer that.
You have to clean out your freezer.
I know. Thank God we got the big freezer. I'm going to just get in there.
And I'm going to go there, and I'm going to see another one sitting on the porch. All Ralph's Ice. But I know how much you love that. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. I know what time usually.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you're feeling
you...
okay and you're up to it, just let us know.
Yeah.
What, go see a movie?
No.
No, we're doing that the following week.
Oh.
But I know what time. What?
I'm a confused person.
It's okay.
I'm so confused. But, no, if you had other plans for Friday, then make them.
No, we didn't have nothing.
You know, because I know you have friends that have children, then they don't have children, then they have children, then they don't have children.
Oh,
and then they get together.
No one's been calling us, so, you know. No one likes me anymore.
Oh, please. You don't care.
And please, like I said, remember we were telling you that she wanted us to go to Jamaica?
Who?
Marissa.
Yeah.
Well, that's before we found out that she's back with her boyfriend. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even bothering. I didn't want to go anyway because, nah. So she actually keeps posting. I don't know if you saw it on her post that she wants to move. Yesterday she's posted it. I don't care no more. Go, move.
Move where? Jamaica?
No, PA.
Well, she's been saying that, Adam, for a long time.
Yeah, but you know what? She needs to get it through her head. This guy's not going to... Number one, the reason why they were talking to each other is because he was accusing her of cheating on him. Well, she does go to these guys' houses. I mean, God knows what she does.
Oh, so,
then they get
back.
With
her boyfriend.
He's the one that's not going to accept her kids being the way they are. He's not going to tolerate that. And then he's not going to, like I said before, he's not going to kick his best friend out of the house. And plus, his own kids have to have their own rooms. So she needs to realize what he tells her, she just wants to hear because he's stupid. And she's dumb for falling for it. But I can't say nothing because, you know what? She got to find out for herself.
Yeah, but she was going with this guy for 3 years, and then they were feuding. I didn't know.
They're always feuding. One week he's not talking to her. Next week she, and then he still hasn't introduced her to his family, his kids. 3 freaking years, really? Come on, give me a break. Yeah, your wife, your ex. Well, you're still legally married. She brings these guys home, and then the kids around that. But yeah, you're complaining about not showing Marissa around. Please. So
yeah,
says,
that's,
well,
that's a bit much.
It does, because he's a little sneak, and the reason why about Jamaica, she wanted to go was because she found out he was going and he didn't tell her. I said, I am not going to go because, number one, I don't like Jamaica. Number two, I don't want to ruin my vacation when you tell him that you're here and he has to fucking show up. No, that doesn't work that way. No, so I might go on a vacation without drama.
Is his name Julian?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thinks he's all that, but he's not all that. Oh, I was a stripper, yeah. You don't look like half the strippers that you hang out with. Shit. They look much better looking than you.
Well, I see a picture of him.
He's not all that, trust
up
me.
Up here? If that's
I'm just being
likes.
Nice. You know?
You being nice.
I know. Tell me about it. God's laugh. He's like, Adam, you're not being nice.
You know, Adam, she has to make her own decisions.
Well, you know what? I don't want to hear no more. If she does move with him, you'll find out the hard way. If she comes running to you
crying, you will pick up the pieces.
I'm not
going to
pick up. Yeah, I'll be there, but don't think I'll tell him. I told you so about him. You just don't listen to me. No one seems to listen to me.
You know, I mean, she does have to make her mistakes, though.
I've been trying to tell her for 3 damn years. He only says that he loves you because he wants you to hear it, and you're stupid for falling for it.
The only thing that bothers me is not introducing her to his children. I don't understand that. If it's
2
years,
they
should have been a long
time
ago.
Debbie, did you see about the bumblebee tuna recall?
Yeah,
no,
eat bumblebee.
Well, I don't have any right now, but...
Yeah, don't buy it. They recalled a lot of them. The one in, I think, oil... Water.
All of them. The one in water, oil, the chunky, and the solid.
What's wrong
with
this?
This is why I don't eat it anymore.
Why are they recalling it?
Because our government's killing us.
I couldn't hear it for some reason. There's something in it.
Probably worms.
Tasty.
Yeah, we... You know, but like I said, you got to let her make her own mistakes.
Yeah, I know.
But
I don't want to hear it anymore. I just don't want to be bothered anymore, you know? You know, it's not... He's still married. He's not divorcing his wife. Get over it.
Yeah, he better start introducing her to his kids because that's a deal breaker.
I know. Tell me about it. Plus, if they move in with her, I mean him... He's not going to give up all the rooms for her boys because he has 5 kids that come over. Plus
he has 5 kids?
Yeah, from 2 ladies. One he adopted.
Oh, my God, he has all 5 of them at once? Oh, my God, I wouldn't even want to live there.
Well, one's in the military, so he's old.
I was going to say, and then Marissa comes there with her, too? Oh, my God.
Like the Brady Bunch. It's a story.
I'd be moving myself. But,
moving on up to the east side.
I never want to find a guy with children. Kids that are growing and out, what's one thing? Children, no freaking
and
way.
And he's still married. He didn't even sign the papers. He just says he does, but he doesn't. I said, tell him to prove it then. And she won't even listen.
Well, what are you going to do?
You complain that, I don't want to introduce you. This is what he tells us. My kids until, you know, your divorce is settled. Oh, you're still fucking divorced. I mean, legally married, too.
Maybe she knows deep down inside that all this shit and she don't care.
He's and then he lies, too. Like, we used to go to Atlantic City with her. Oh, I'm going back home, and he would leave, but yet he's on the beach at Atlantic City with his friends. I'm like, really? Doesn't that tell you something? And then you got to keep crying over him, and I'm tired of hearing it. I really do sometimes.
Yeah, well, time for her to, you know, think about it. Move is a big thing.
She should just worry about herself and her kids. That's it. Enough with, finding someone.
Well, she don't want to be alone. She's so desperate to find someone. She's going to be 30, you know. She wants to be with somebody.
40.
I mean, I understand it, but she can't. What?
She's going to be 40.
She's going to be 40? Oh, 40.
Next year. Remember, I was held over back 1 year, so this is how I met her in first grade. So she was born in 77, so.
But, you know, I mean... it's just her life and
then she does.
Life.
I actually yesterday said, well, you know, you posted that you're moving, but does your mother see it because she hasn't told her mother and father? And she said, no, my mother doesn't go on there that much. So I think she does.
I think she might have took it down because I didn't see it.
It was on a timeline.
Hmm.
It was on her timeline yesterday. Like, she posted it about moving.
I scrolled down some. But it might be further down, I don't know. But,
And then 1 minute she's nice with him, next minute they're fighting. I'm like, just dump the bastard already, please. I don't want to hear it no more.
Would you feel better if she had somebody in Staten Island? Because you could be... feeling a little bit because she's moving off the island and you don't want her to.
I never trusted him.
once he's a cheating liar, and plus we caught him in a lie. Like, I pretended with my old phone, because he didn't know my number, to call and, you know, crank call. And he liked someone with, he likes brunettes, not blondes, and which Marissa, a blonde. And I told her, you should just dump him. You know?
Wow. People, like, I liked blondes. I dated a lot of dark-haired people.
But... No, but he said, I would trick him. I said, so you like brunettes, blondes, or brunettes? Then when he found out it was us that Crank called him, because she told him, he winds up cursing us out. I was like, oh, it's what, I hit a nerve.
What did you Crank call him about? What'd you do?
About, oh, you know, I said, like, I was texting him because I didn't talk to him on the phone. I said, oh, remember me? I'm your girlfriend, the girl at the club, this and that. You know, I went along with her, and we both were saying, she was telling me what to tell him, so I did. And then I was like, okay, so will you like better blondes or brunettes? And he said, brunettes. I said, see? At first she got pissed, but I said, well, he's always going to prefer. I said, what do you think? Like, every time, that time that we went out with her and that friend from her work when we went to PA, she invited him to hang out with us, but he said no. But yeah, he was at the bar, which was only 3 minutes away from him. You can't just come and see her, and then all of a sudden he's there that same night.
Is he basically a booty call?
I think that too, because he's always lying. You don't know what he does on these things in Jamaica when he goes there with his male strippers. You don't know what the fuck he does. You don't even
he
know what he does on a
strips.
Huh?
He still strips?
I know. Tell me about it.
No, I was going to say.
His other friends do. His other friends do. They always do.
Because, you know, I mean, I figured if he
still
strips.
It's annoying. Well, me and Paul try to tell her, and she doesn't listen.
Well, I don't know, guys, but it's
then
that
again,
time.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh,
I mean,
I
love.
I know you want to. I know if you want to vent about her, it's fine. This is what it's for. And if you want to vent about Marissa, you know, but and I understand your frustration with her because, you know, she's a good friend of yours and she wants to move, but she's not going to listen to you or anything.
Right,
it's just going to make your friendship bad.
She could do better. Way better.
You know, if you say things against him, she's going to turn on you. You got to be careful.
I know. Well, like last time I had it out with her with the thing with Alicia. And all of a sudden now she tells me out of the blue, then now she talks to her. I said, okay.
But
you heard
Alicia.
Huh?
You heard Alicia, though. She's not going to trust her.
Honestly, I think what they need, and I tell them, you both need to just go out and have a drink together and just talk it out. And they would, so. Because I think now
once
she realizes.
Once you don't trust somebody, it's very hard to get that back.
Oh, it was all a stupid thing and then over stupid Rolodex crap. Well, you'd actually come, really. And I tell them, well, you did date two people that Alicia went out with. Hello, and you said you didn't sleep with one of them, but yet he's the one that told Alicia that you did. So who's telling the truth and who's lying, you know? I didn't stick up for Alicia. I didn't stick up for her. I said, listen, number one, I'm on no one's side. And I said she was wrong for saying the Rolodex thing, Alicia saying the Rolodex. And you're wrong for hanging out like that. We're over a stupid thing. About AC in 2013 when, you know, about the AC shit. You should invite her because if your kids, if Marissa's sons want to go someone, like say to a concert to see Eminem or something like that, you would definitely pay tickets to go there to see him. So if you got mad because she took her daughter to see Taylor Swift, you shouldn't get mad because she is a single mom raising two kids. You know? And at the time, she was still living with her husband.
Well, you know, I mean, they
at least had
realized that not all of we can do a lot of things together, but we don't have to do everything together.
I just love hanging everyone out together, enjoying life, just being there, like hanging out as a group. It's so much fun when there's more people.
Oh, of course there is. There's a party.
Play those dirty
people,
but... games. Just make sure they don't have no kids that weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I do like a lot of people. I do, find it more fun. But what are you going to do?
I know.
And on Fridays, I go to your house a lot on Fridays, but she bowls, so she can't. We could take a trip to the bowling alley and do that tomorrow.
Bowl. We could bowl.
Not bowl. Just go down there and have some pizza or whatever, have something to eat and something Italian, there, and then hang out a little bit. And we can go to Superior Chocolate closes early because it's around there. I go to Superior Chocolate. That's the best chocolate you could buy on the island other than Russell Stouffer and stuff.
No, there's a factory on South Avenue.
That's the one I'm talking about, Superior Chocolate.
Oh, that's what they call it? I only been there
once. Yeah, it used to be over near where Burlington Coal Factory was, but now it's over near South Avenue. You know what they have where you could go through and watch them make the chocolate? I want to do that tour one day.
Yeah, we could do that. The weather's getting nice.
They give a tour.
Wendy got mad. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Because I didn't know mine. I didn't tell her that, when she was trying to book tickets to go see Brittany in Florida.
Oh, you would tell me about
and
that.
And mine didn't tell Wendy, and I thought she did. And Wendy slipped on Sunday. I was like, whoops. I hit a nerve. Oh, well. And then Ma told me yesterday she's going to get tickets to go, because Wendy's supposed to be going in May, and she's driving, might drive down there because the tickets are expensive. She took a week off, and then she took another week in July or June, and she's going to go down there. Ma's like, well, then I'm going to see Christina then because April's coming up here. Supposedly April's coming up here in the summer.
So your mother's not leaving till May now?
I don't know when she's leaving. She has to do her income tax. Well, there's nothing. I booked her to see the income tax guy that we go to on Monday. But she's going to use her old address that doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah, tell me
I don't know. They have a social security number. They're not stupid. They can figure that out.
I know.
Yeah. They have to have.
Well, she could always think she's visiting.
Yeah, but I know, Carla. Listen, go to bed, sweetie. You guys, it's late. You got to get up to work tomorrow. I mean, I want you as a little wide-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow, not falling asleep on my lap. Oh, you can sleep on my lap. But...
I thought you liked that. No, I'm only yes. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
What'd you say?
Tomorrow, Deb.
We'll talk about more
tomorrow.
Well, you might not like that.
You never know.
All right. Have a good night, guys. I love you.
Love you. Love you too. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
My guys. Carlo tries so hard. I mean, he gets up at 4 in the morning. Who can deal with this? And then he travels and travels and travels for another hour and a half or whatever to get to work. And I feel for him. But Adam, too, he gets up early. And they travel. So like a lot of yous out there, I don't know how you do it. Keep a stiff upper lip because someday it might be really a wonderful life. And that's what I wish for all of you. And have a wonderful tomorrow. And happy St. Pat's Day.